step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Wagner Live. Let's do it.
And this is Wagner Dos Santos.
So welcome to the show. I'm your host, Wagner Dos Santos, and this is Wagner Live Season 3, Episode 112. Imagine that. We took a long break between seasons for many reasons. COVID-19 was a major factor, but so was starting a new agency. And some of you may or may not know that I was the founder and president of an agency called the Wagner Agency. It was the second agency that I owned, and sandwiched in between were some other ad agencies, marketing agencies that I worked for. So for some variety of reasons we don't have to get into, I'm not going to bore you with the details, but the close of the Wagner Agency, and by the way, I'll tell you this also up front, you guys are welcome to send in, if you don't send in comments like Ross is demonstrating so nicely, if you can do it that way, or you can always, always use hashtag Wagner Live. And if you're new to the show and don't know how to spell Wagner, it's just like Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R. It's not even like Wagner. It is, but the German pronunciation. So, and it's a German word, German name. So Wagner Live, use the hashtag Wagner Live. You can do that anytime on any platform. And it could be before the show, after the show, during the show, and we can have a deeper conversation. So if you're interested in anything that I just kind of whizzed through, go ahead and do that. So I would say that probably one of the biggest and most important reasons for the longer than usual break was really the creation of WGNR Sounds. And I said I was going to get into that with you, and you could probably see that right behind me right there. Merry Christmas. So WGNR Sounds is the media entertainment arm of my new agency, which is WGNR. It sounds like radio call letters, and I believe there is at least one radio station out there that is WGNR. We're not that radio station, and you know, you could see where the letters would come from, right? So WGNR Sounds has two divisions, which will interest some people who know that I have a music background, and so one of the divisions is a music division, record label, and the music publishing company. And the other division is for the podcast. And by the way, I have a single out, and it's called Whatever, little plug, hint, hint. It's been distributed now for, I think, since October. It's on Spotify. It's on Tidal. It's on everywhere, YouTube, what have you. It's a full distribution, streaming, purchasing, download, all that good stuff. Anyway, the label isn't just for me. There are other projects and artists that are going to be there. And so this new evolution with WGNR also brings about a diverse, kind of a diverse landscape of different companies. So Wagner Live is one of the two podcasts under the podcast division. And there's a new podcast that I'm really excited about doing. And it's called, not that I'm not excited about this, by the way, I am. I love what we do here with Wagner Live, but that's going to change a little bit too. And I'm going to talk about that in a few seconds, but we have a new podcast called Speaking Out with Wagner. And that is also part of the podcast division and will be launching in January. And the best part of all of this is the increase in our podcast production team. I have had to do all of this solo for the good part of 6 or 7 years. And I know people like Ross can feel my pain. And I'm fortunate in this regard that thanks to having the agency and those resources, I was able to put together a team that now works on the podcast with me. And there's five of them, and they are divided in groups of doing show notes and script writing, helping me come up with ideas and stats, and also some creative production, all that stuff. So I finally have a production team. Wow, that's a big one. So that's a big help. So if you don't like anything today, you can go ahead and write the production team. It's production you don't have to do that. They're doing a great job, and I'm very happy to have them. So enough about that, and let's talk about season 3 of Wagner Live, all right? This official reboot is going to happen in January, but I thought it'd be a great idea to have a soft launch, a relaunch today, just to help put a close to 2022. And as I say that, I'm thinking, man, I bet all of us want to see 2022 just close, locked, and thrown down into a dungeon somewhere. Right? I wonder if anybody disagrees with that. So doing that, and I wanted to also give some insight into 2023. And of course, I won't lie, part of it is I wanted to kind of clean the cobwebs off of all this, make sure all the stuff's working right so that we can hit hard in the new year. So tonight really seemed like the right time to do this because typically we're going to be on Wednesday nights, and we're going to alternate. Wagner Live will be on one week. Speaking Out with Wagner will be the other, and we'll keep rotating back and forth. It's easier that way than for me to do two podcasts a week and then also my day job and all that. So, but yeah, you know, today I thought, you know, in a few days, most people are going to be closing their offices. We already did. We're closed until the 9th, but I'm not going to rub it in for those of you that are not closed yet. So about season 3, if the mini promos and the new podcast weren't clear enough, we're going to spice things up this season and for future ones to come. And in addition to delivering valuable insight and content, along with inviting interesting and relevant guests to the show, you're going to notice a certain blunt and direct approach. And let's just say that I'm going to tell it like it is and make some people uncomfortable at times. Those who will also subscribe to my new podcast, Speaking Out with Wagner, which I hope is all of you that are here or listening, they'll get to know a more socio-political side of me. And if you find me direct and blunt here, just wait until you catch the episodes we have ready to produce starting in January for Speaking Out with Wagner. So let's just say that I plan to say all the quiet parts out loud, if you know what I mean. Okay? And for those of you who already know me pretty well, you're probably saying to yourself, oh, so you're just going to be you. Yes, exactly. So check out our season opener and the first episode in January. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's the 11th of January, but don't quote me on that. Feel free to go on the Speaking Out with Wagner, Facebook page, or go to the website, which is wagnerspeaks.com. And hey, you may like it or you may hate it, but don't come to any conclusions before you catch the first episode, okay? I think you're going to like it. And now seems like a perfect time to segue into my 2023 outlook. That's because the impetus behind these honest and direct podcasts is based from the current climate of our nation and the world. So who knew, right, that honesty and reliable facts would become so unexpected and hard to come by? Crazy times we're living in. Am I right? So a lot has changed and continues to change since I was last recording an episode. Boy, has a lot changed. And so the first and arguably the most important insight for 2023 is that we can all expect more of this quote unquote new normal, doing air quotes for those of you listening. And it's likely not going anywhere. And if you're expecting a return to the way things used to be, you're going to be very disappointed. When the term new normal started gaining momentum back in 2019, 2020, many of us associated it with COVID-19 and its impact on nearly every aspect of our lives. And sure, that was true. But in addition to that, our democracy has been challenged at a level probably not experienced beyond what we learned in school about American history. And our country is more divisive, and in my opinion, irrationally so, than it has been in decades. This too has become the new normal. So what does this have to do about business or marketing? I'm glad you asked. A lot. That's because business doesn't exist in a vacuum. It is a major part of our lives and part of the social fabric. And it is also influenced by the world around it. And it has the power, of course, to influence the world. It's harder than ever before to keep sociopolitical views out of one's business and customer relations. You know, we learned not to talk about religion and politics and so forth at the dinner table or among family or friends. And it's very difficult to avoid those discussions. And in such a divisive climate, how do we work together? Are we able to? And I'd like to think so, but at the same time, the divide we're experiencing goes very deep. It's not just superficial disagreements on politics and policies. It's about moral values, ethics, cultures, communities, and lifestyles. We have a very thick line, people, dividing all of us right now. And I'm afraid that line is only getting wider. So that's why I believe that the business challenges we all face next year will include some uncharted territories. And as with most of the new normal, we need to learn as we go. So let's move on to the economy. Now, I don't pretend to be an economist or financial expert, okay? I just play one on TV. But rather someone who runs and consults with businesses and follows the markets very closely. What I can tell you is that there is a lot of uneasiness about the potential sharp economic downturn facing all of us in 2023 due to global inflation and the effects of the invasion of Ukraine, but also many other factors at that. Now, I've listened to all sides of the conversation, or at least many sides of the conversation, I should say, probably not all. But what I believe is that we can expect our economy to get better and not worse. I know that is against the current with some pundits and, you know, those analysts you might listen to on CNBC or Wall Street Journal journalists. But I do believe from what I'm seeing and also from other analysts and economists who have said the same, that it's likely to get better, not worse. But interestingly enough, you know, it takes all of us to make that a reality. The economy isn't something so abstract that it lives independent of everyone. We can stimulate. That's what I was looking for. We can stimulate the economy and we can also kill it at the same time. And in this divisive climate, the challenge is, dare I say it, more challenging. So if any of you invest in stocks and have retirement portfolios that are tied to the markets, you've witnessed unpredictable ups and downs, like I have, and probably more downs than ups, right? It's almost comical if it weren't for the painful financial hits some of us are taking. So to see how insensitive investors are, look at reactions from whatever Jerome Powell announces. Now, Jerome Powell, I think most of you know, is the chair of the Federal Reserve. And I swear that regardless of fact, if he were to go on live TV today, tomorrow, and tell everyone that interest rates are stable and that we are going to avert an economic downturn and reduce the likelihood of more inflation, you would see stock prices soar to the roof and probably a spike in consumer spending. But if the opposite is said, which has been, it all comes crashing down probably a second after he finished his last word. So it seems to me, that someone should just pay Powell to keep saying positive stuff and then all will be well, right? So see, that shows you right there that I am not an economist. But it kind of makes sense when you think about it, doesn't it? Perception sometimes is stronger than reality. And how about the job market? Probably it's never been a better time than today to invest in what's called recruitment marketing. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the term, and I'd be glad to go into more detail if any of you wish to contact me directly, as I said earlier. But to keep it brief for now, recruitment marketing works just like consumer marketing. The only difference is that you treat the job seeker as the consumer. I happened to, I'm not sure if it's the next episode, the one afterwards. See, that's what happens when you have a production team putting it together and then you forget to take a look at the schedule they put together, right? But one of these episodes coming up, I'm going to be talking specifically about recruitment marketing and give you some insight into its, into getting positive results and what steps need to be taken. So if you run a business of any sort and you're interested, you should definitely tune in for that. We looked at some of the research, and there's some research that actually has shined a light into what we can expect for some years to come. And that has a lot to do with small businesses, and that they have been, for the last couple of years now, they've been doing far better than larger ones. And that is in part because of COVID-19 and their ability to be nimble, but there's every indication that this is going to continue into the new year. And Small Business Saturday, which was a creation by those who wanted to compete with the larger retailers and merchants who had their Black Fridays and Cyber Mondays, Small Business Saturday was created. And in some recent research, spending in independent retailers and restaurants amounted to $23.3 billion last year. Okay. And that's according to estimates from American Express. Estimates for Christmas spending this year are at record-breaking numbers. We'll see in January when I come back what happened during this holiday period. But small businesses now, they represent the largest slice of the employer pie. Yeah, I just made that up. The employer pie analogy, that is. According to the U.S. Census data, more than 10 million people in retail, they worked at establishments with less than 100 employees in 2020. And almost 5 million worked at places with less than 20 employees, indicating that buying locally and independent doesn't just support a small business, but also the people who depend on that business for their livelihood. So, hey, that wraps up this episode. And to all our listeners and viewers out there, I really hope that you've enjoyed it, learned something new today. I'm definitely excited to be back, and I'm glad that you listened. If you're listening to the audio podcast, or you're watching this live, or you're watching the replay video, I'm back, and I will maintain a steady schedule. So stay tuned for some really great content moving forward. Until next time.
You've been listening to Wagner Live.
We hope you enjoyed the show. Hit the website at wagner.live.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.